It had been a sleepless night for several women. Mary Magdalene was one of them. Before it was dark, she got up, headed out of the house, down the path. Bushes. Feeling her way, she travelled before, I guess. I think there's probably other women, depends on which account you read. As the sun broke the sky, and it just before it does, it begins to get light, doesn't it? They started to talk to each other. Have you ever sort of tackled anything without wondering? You hear the expression, oh, it'll be all right. Has anybody ever said that? Actually, you've no idea how it's going to be all right. Oh, it'll be all right. But this was actually quite a big deal. And they had left home before the sun got up with the thought, it'll be all right. And what they were worrying about was moving that great big stone, which was basically impossible to do. But they'd set off anyway with their spices. And that was the funny noise, because in one of the accounts, there was an earthquake. And the stone moved. Can you see the stone? George, can you see the stone? Another of them, they came around the corner, saying, I wonder how we're going to move this stone. And sat on top of that stone was an angel. It was so bright that they could hardly look at it. Ah! It's like looking at the sun. And I rather like one account. The angel was actually sat on top of the stone. And he jumps down and he says, you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. It'd be quite difficult to talk, wouldn't it, if an angel jumped down from a stone. Has anybody seen an angel knowingly? Like that. Come, the angel said. Come and have a look. And the women came in. And he said, look, you can see where he was lying. And there was a piece that was covering his head, that had been covering his head, that had been unwound and put carefully, it was folded carefully at one end. The rest of the body was in strips of linen, right around like this. I wondered about doing it, actually. That's why I didn't. Round the body, round and round, one whole, like a mummy, part of, up to here, I guess, which is why there was a head bit. Do you know Jesus passed through that linen? So it literally passed through it. So it was there, but no body in it. That's quite something, isn't it? Quite a thought. And given that Jesus can do that, and later on we know that he just walked through doors, the stone wouldn't have been any problem, would it? But perhaps, actually, there's quite an account that it actually tells Jesus. Jesus himself rose early on the third day. Read it. Read all three. They're all four. They're all slightly... all slightly different. They're quite easy to find. Another, I think it's John's, actually. I rather like John's. There's more sort of human content. It's only Mary Magdalene, the last of the Gospels. She comes. She sees the empty tomb, and she just doesn't know what to do. This is just about the worst thing, and there's certainly nobody would have thought that this was going to happen. After all that had gone on, somebody has stolen the body. And she runs back to tell the disciples. Two of them are sitting there. And I kind of imagine they don't say a word. She comes in and she says, they've taken my Lord. And these two jump up, Peter and John. Peter's older man. And they just leg it for the tomb. John's younger. He gets there quicker, a bit more timid. He's the same guy, by the way, that had his cloth... taken off him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he ran naked away. He'd had nightmares about that for the rest of his life, hadn't he? He arrived at the tomb. I don't know why I do that. He looked in. He He could see that there was nobody there. Peter, I guess older and probably a bit heavier, he runs straight in. They look at it. Actually, it says that John suddenly realized what had happened, and that he believed. He believed in that instant. He believed. And they turned and went to their homes. Mary had come back up the path again. I'm guessing streaming with tears, looked in, and this time there was an angel sat by the headcloth that was folded. And the angel says they all say the same thing, actually. You're looking for Jesus, aren't you? He was crucified, and he's risen again as he said he would. Go and tell the disciples, he'll see you in Galilee. Tears streaming down her face as perhaps the inkling of what was going on began to seep in. And she turned, and there was a man just outside the tomb. She thought it was the gardener, and he called her by her name. He said, Mary, and she looked through tears because she didn't recognize him. And she said, if you've taken my Lord, where have you put him? And I'll go and get him. I think actually she said Mary after that, and at that she recognized who it was by the sound of his voice. I'm imagining, although it doesn't actually say this, I'm imagining she just hugs him. And he says, I have to go to my father. You can't. Go and tell the disciples you've seen me. Wow, what was going on in her heart, do you think? And she rushed back to tell the disciples. No wonder we say, Christ is risen.
He's risen indeed.
There we go. Hallelujah. That's the story. Let's sing our second hymn, 402.